Right, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager, semi-final victory. Great result, eh?
Yeah, it's just glad to get a game on, to be honest. We've had that much of a gap. We've had to fill it with fitness and no friendlies. So, to be honest, it's been brilliant.
Yeah, 6 weeks without a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been frustrating.
But a 4-0 victory?
Yeah, brilliant.
Is it four different scorers?
Yes, it was, yeah. So, to be honest, the girls did well. They knew exactly what they had to do. They went out there and did it. So it's, brilliant for the girls, really. Mm. The shift in and coming away with it.
Yep, only downside, obviously, Jade being sent off for instant red. So that,
I think so, yeah.
Three match ban, maybe, is it?
I'd say three.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, she will miss the final. Because it's just at the end of the month.
So right.
On 31st of March, Monday night at Curzon National.
You heard it, folks. Get down there. Yeah, so unfortunately that was the only downside, but there were some really good performances amongst the people I was with. We all thought Adora was absolutely brilliant today.
Yeah,
didn't seem to put a foot wrong.
That's it. To be honest, Adora's one of the players that no matter where you put her, she'll work hard.
Mm.
And that's the good thing about a lot of the girls. And today they were even prepared to play in positions that they don't normally, yeah, really, to just fill it. But they did well. And every single one of them deserve the final.
Yeah, Chelsea good at the back with the new Lulas Jess. She fitted in well. So had a little bit of a hairy first 5 or 10 minutes, but after that settled in nicely, I thought.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she's obviously been training. We've not really had a chance to put her in games due to the postponed games. But
yeah,
it's one of them. We give her the chance. She's shown she can do what she's got to do.
So.
And hopefully we carry on and getting to all the rest of the semis and the finals.
I suppose it feels a bit unfair naming the ones I have named, because it was a really good team performance. Everybody was good at some point, doing their bit.
Like I say, we knew that obviously Hermiston were leagues above us. We knew exactly what we had to do. The girls went out there as a team, and this is what we think sort of fell to bits against Middleton. The pressure got to them. And in times they just fell to pieces, whereas now they knew obviously they had to put that right.
Passing was a lot better today, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot better.
They seem to be finding people, they seem to be finding spaces. When I was watching the Man City game, the Middleton game, sorry, we seem to be finding spaces and passing the ball to it rather than finding players, and we found players today.
Yeah.
And you could tell the difference.
Yeah, that's it. It's stuff that we sort of looked at and we've worked on, and obviously fitness as well. It's, even though some of them do moan about the fitness that we do, but to be honest, we look at it as a season, not game by game.
Yeah.
And obviously now it's the time when the fitness has to take precedence.
Good early goals in either half, really quieting the whole each of the halves down, didn't it? We've got two quick ones early on.
Yeah, and to be honest, this is what we needed to do. And in all games, really, we should do that. And that way then we can not sit back, but we can sort of calm down, keep the pressure on the other teams, and hopefully get another couple.
Playing with a bit more confidence then, can't you?
Yeah, that's it. Because we have got some players that are quite nervous, believe it or not, even though they've been playing for years. But it's one of them that they did well today. And hopefully they take that now into the next game.
So it's City of Manchester in the final now.
Yeah.
31st, did you say?
Yeah, 31st of March. 7:45 kick-off at Curzon Ashton's ground.
So, right, well, I'll look forward to that. And I hope everyone else will be there as well. Hopefully. Thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
That's brilliant. Cheers.